This handsome man is my husband, even though he didn't take my name. You know, Greg Black.
So now I get the microphone. Want to thank you, everyone, for allowing us to come today. Colin, thank you. Carrie, thank you. If you could stretch your hands in Sharon's direction, I'm going to pray and just release this time. So, Father, right now, we just lift up this time to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, in a new and fresh way. We want to declare this place an open heaven, that you can come and release the words you want. We just ask right now that you would just bless Dr. Sharon as she releases the word that you've given her for this day. We ask for ears to hear and hearts to receive now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. What woman doesn't like her husband praying for her? You know, isn't that wonderful? I know you may not know me, but I am already family to many of you. So I feel a little bit like we're at family reunion this morning. And appreciate relationship, and I appreciate authentic relationship and the ability to represent others with the love of God. And we definitely feel that in this house. So thank you very much. And our friends and co-laborers, Patrick and Susie, it's a blessing to see you here. Susie, you prayed for me last week that I would get favor on my flights back and forth to the States. I got 3 seats going and 4 seats coming back to myself. Woo! See, now we've had our first miracle of the day. And we can move on from this place. I had been scheduled to be here before, and both times in different settings, something had happened. And I had 2 people this morning walk real cautiously because they said they didn't know how to address me. So I know some people knew that my daughter had suddenly passed away in September. And I just wanted to let you know, please don't keep your distance. I really am okay. You can come and hug me and say you love me. You know, I think something like that always changes you. You just have to make sure it changes you for the better. And, you know, you keep your heart soft toward God, but I don't feel broken down. So thank you for your prayers, but don't keep your distance from me, okay? Thank you so much. And when Colin, I spoke to him, was it yesterday or the day before? Day before yesterday. Let me share with you what he said. I said, well, what would you like me to accomplish on Sunday morning? And he says, well, I'd like you to bring the word of the Lord, what God is saying around the world. I'd like you to bring the word of the Lord to our churches. I'd like you to prophesy over the people. And then we'll go have lunch at our house, and we could all minister to one another and ask questions. And I thought, in 45 minutes, that's what we're going to do. So as you can tell, this is not an English accent, even though I have lived here for 20 years. And I just lived over in Windsor, so we are neighbors. But I can talk fast, so I'm going to pray for your hearing fast, okay? Father, right now, I just thank you for each of these. Father, we thank you that revelation is given by your Spirit, so that means interpretation, and our ability to grab hold of it is also given by the power of your Spirit. And so, Father, we pray for that this morning. Father, that we won't just hear these things, Father, but that our heart and our spirit man would reach up, grab a hold of those things, that you would write on our hearts what you need to write on our hearts so that we can be aligned with you, be blessed and prospered, and deliberately partner with you even in this next season, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. What an absolute blessing to get to be with you. I'm going to jump right in if you don't mind. I know that we're at the beginning of the year. I know that in all of your individual churches, you've had people share things that they believe that the Spirit of God is saying about the season that we're moving into. And I'm going to share a few things. I'll probably limit them how much I share. If you want to hear more, you can go to our propheticvoice.tv and look at that more thoroughly. But I probably just want to share things that are more for your personal alignment than for everything going on all over the world today. But why do we share these things at the beginning of a season? And it is simply that when you partner with God deliberately, there's a greater boldness, there's a greater authority, there's a less of a trial and error. The Bible says that he orders our steps aright. He puts a light on our path. And part of that is with revelation so that we can deliberately partner with him. The problem is that God's timing doesn't always match our natural sense of timing. Have you ever noticed that? Well, in that area, you have to remember he made timing and he made us to know his plans. So look at your neighbor and say, I know she's talking about you. Okay. So in Chronicles 12:32, it talks about the sons of Issachar that knew the times and the seasons of God. And Israel was always successful when they were in harmony with God's timing, with God's ways, with God's will, with the actions that God was calling them to respond with him. And so they were blessed. And if we receive revelation, then you and I also have the ability to be benefited. That's why we're sharing this morning. So Israel may not have had the most powerful kings. They may not have had the most powerful or influential army, but no other nation could compete with them when they were operating in the plans and the timings of God. And so that's what we want to release this morning, is just a greater intentional ability to partner with the will of heaven upon the earth at this time. Amen? Okay, we're all in agreement there. I'm going to start real quickly. How many prophetic people do we have in the room? Okay. Well, all those people look at somebody else and say, shame on you for not lifting your hands. The Bible says that we are his sheep. We know his voice and we follow him. So everybody in the room go, bah. You qualify. So when we speak about the prophetic, what is God doing in this season? I find it very exciting. And I'd like to release a statement that his voice is a force for a new course. I believe that God is calling his prophetic people to have to work together in a greater way than they ever have before. I believe solutions are needed in the earth. The Bible says we prophesy in part. I believe that God is looking for the greater part. And where prophetic people can often be isolated and even get trapped in the cave, God is calling you out and deliberately causing you to bring your part, to bring your contribution. Because the earth does not care whether you have a Christian solution or not, as long as you have a solution. And we have some issues going on in the earth today that need some solutions that only you could bring. Now, in the day of Elijah, Jezebel had a throne of authority in the land. But Elijah had the ability to counter all the directives and things that she did and to align the nation for a new course. I believe that's what the Spirit of God is releasing in prophets right now, to help align the nation for a new course. So lift up your hands in the room. We're releasing an impartation. Father, right now, we thank you. Father, when you say new, it means we don't know it yet. When you say new, it means that we are not based on our experience, the book that we read, or the model that we've seen. Father, when you say new, it means we have to come to you, that you have to give us a download. You have to bring an impartation. So, Father, right now, I speak even a greater stirring, dreams, vision, revelation, clarity, facts, and understanding. Father, of you, your plans, your purposes, your strategies for this hour, Father, that we would be a people that can be a voice for a new course in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, as we're talking about still about the prophetic, I know you know this scripture in Psalms 29, 3 through 9. This is where it talks about how God's voice thunders, and how God's voice is full of glory, how God's voice is over the waters, how God's voice breaks the cedars of Lebanon, how God's voice divides the fire. It goes on to say how God's voice causes the calf to skip. But then in verse 9, this is what I want you to look at. It says, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in his temple everyone says, glory. Can you imagine, I believe, where God is bringing us even in this season, that the prophetic is going to have such a strong new velocity and wave that more people are going to be trained in hearing the voice of God and how to prophesy than any other generation that has ever gone before. And the clarity that is coming because of us working together, that even the church is so awestruck that all they can say is glory. Whew. Glory. I don't know what to say. Glory, glory, glory. Don't you want to be awestruck by God, by the fact that he releases something from heaven? I ask my husband almost daily when we've been out ministering, and I say, oh, didn't that so amaze you? Didn't that so surprise you that God said that? And my husband's answer is always,
Not really.
See? And I am always so awestruck, you know? My mouth still hangs open. And he just goes, not really. So it's going to have to... I don't know why. Because he expects God to do those things. Bless you, Greg. Anyway, I believe that we are going to just say glory. Now, what are we going to prophesy if God's calling us to do a new thing? I believe that in Ezekiel 37, for the last 3 or 4 years in the church, we've been prophesying different phases of it. We've been, in the last season, we were calling bones to come together. And if that represented the church, you would have thought that that meant we were in great unity. Well, I can't say we're all in great unity, but I believe something has shifted. And now instead of just prophesying over the dry bones that are scattered and dead, I believe it has shifted, and now God says, my prophetic voice to the church has got to start prophesying resurrection to come to the church. So what does that mean? That means Ezekiel had already prophesied to the strewn, slain bodies of these soldiers, and they had already come together, that muscle had come up on them, skin had come up on them. Now, let me just tell you what this looks like to me. Has anybody ever looked at the Far Side jokes? Okay. So I'm not the only one with a warped sense of humor. Okay, my favorite Far Side joke is the boneless chicken ranch. It's got this sign up there, and all you see is these chickens laid out everywhere because they have no bones in them. I imagine that's how the desert looked after God put the bones back together, put the muscles on them, put the skin back up on them. They were perfect bodies laying there, but they didn't have life on the inside of them. They were absolutely perfect. They really looked good, but they were limp. And God is saying, now is the time for the prophets to begin to prophesy resurrection to the churches. And you got to remember, you're the church, aren't you? There might be things within me that need to be resurrected. There might be things within me that are dormant. There might be things within me that have been asleep. There might be some things within me that have been downsized based on experiences that I have gone through. And the Lord wants resurrection spoke to these areas. And so here Ezekiel in chapter 37 begins to prophesy. And God says, prophesy now the breath of life. And so he prophesies to the winds and says, come blow on these that they might breathe. And it says that these beautiful limp bodies laying all over the desert, all of a sudden, that they received the breath of the Lord. It says, and they stood up, and they were an exceeding great army. Lift your hands. Father, right now, we release afresh, Father, those words of resurrection to your church, not only represented here today, but represented in our area, represented in our nation, God. We prophesy right now that resurrection power. We might be pretty, but we don't want to be limp and powerless. So resurrection power, come upon us right now in the name of Jesus. Go, let your breath of the Holy Spirit fill us. Let your heartbeat be within our hearts. Father, cause us to stand up erect upon our feet again and remember that we are an exceeding great advancing army of your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And everybody says resurrection. Resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we're prophesying over some things that can be spoken anywhere in the earth, but I promise you I'm going to get to some things that are just for you in just a moment, but I believe these things are necessary. If we don't get any farther today, I want to get to this next point. And this next point is at the different prophetic councils and roundtables I've been at and the different nations with the different prophets at the end of last year, we had one major area of consensus. Don't you love that when the prophets have consensus? I mean, usually they don't, and people misunderstand that all the time. It's because they only prophesy in part. If I'm standing this way, I'm prophesying what I'm seeing with my spiritual sight this way. If someone else is standing this way, they're prophesying what they see with their spiritual sight that way. Isn't that right? We need both parts. We need the complement, not the compromise, of what the Spirit of God is bringing. But we had a consensus concerning Daniel chapter 7. If you haven't written that down or typed that in your phone or your iPad or something, you need to do that and go back and read that chapter, because the consensus was this: Daniel chapter 7 is being fulfilled now. Do you hear that? So that means this is not something I'm looking forward to. This is something I'm released to operate in right now. When you walk out of here today and you step over the threshold of that door, you are released in a fresh way. And let me share with you what that is. So I'm going to start with Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. And it says, I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, and its wheels a burning fire. Turn to someone and go, wow. Wow. Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. What a crowd. Everybody was on looking because something special was going on. It says, the court was seated and the books were opened. The judge of the universe has seated himself in a place of readiness, and he has opened the books to decree divine justice and to bring forth verdicts that need to be brought forth at this time in the earth. And in Job, I believe it's, I can't remember where the scripture, Job 5:8 or Job 8:5, Job says, it says this, Job's friend said this to him. He says, if I were you, I would appeal before God. So I believe that this is a time, it says, listen, I'm seated, the books are open, the prophets are saying that's the position of Lord Jesus Christ right now. There is a readiness. What are you going to go do in the courts of heaven right now? What injustice do you have to see a divine decree released upon? What passion on the inside of you says, I can't stand to live with that going on in the earth anymore. I have to be part of the remedy. And the Lord is asking you, he says, come on, come into the courts of heaven. There's a readiness going on. This isn't something where I just want you to pray and pray and pray. Stand, and when you've done all, stand. This is a day of action. Turn to someone and say, thank God. Thank God. You know, I appreciate waiting. I just don't want to do it too long. And so we want to be at a place where God is saying, come on, it's time that the sovereign court of heaven is open. I want you to bring forth your appeals. Now, for some of you, I'm seeing a blank look. What does that look like? You know what? It might just be, God, you promised that if I raise my children in the way that they should go, they'd not depart. Look what's going on. I appeal to heaven on their behalf right now. God, bring them forth to serve you in 100%, that they would know the fullness of your destiny that you have called them in. See, an appeal to heaven might be this. God, I know my area was created for an awakening and revival, and look at the darkness coming in. God, I bring an appeal before heaven right now. God, that we're closing a door to darkness. And Father, we're releasing now a verdict of your light invading. Father, that the awakening you promised my area, that they might begin to move into in a visible way that I might be able to see it. What about your health? God, you told me you're already the healer. So God, there's something wrong here. My body is not matching up to who you said you are. And so I bring that appeal before heaven right now. God, release your healing on the inside of me. So when I'm saying there's a readiness and the books are open and the judge is seated, I'm not talking about the great white throne judgment. We are talking about a day of appeal and a day of verdicts that God is releasing because he's bringing a shifting. So if I were to title what I believe that God is doing during this season, I would call it the momentum has shifted. A friend of mine, Cindy Jacob, calls it a tide has turned. Similar truth, but I believe that that's what's going on right now. Let's continue on with Daniel 7, if this is being fulfilled right now. Verse 21, it says, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until, tell someone until. I don't know about you. Thank God there's an until. Until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints, you and me, of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Did you hear what he said? He said, there's a big horn and there's a little horn. They're in conflict. The little horn is marginalized, even though it's in conflict, and it's not winning. Did you read that? I didn't say that. That's what the Word of God says. It says, until the judge of the universe released a divine verdict that shifted things in a moment and said, now I am shifting the momentum, and that which was losing and marginalized, it looked like darkness was encroaching. Now that glory is coming, and it's the light that is invading, and it is now the time for the saints to possess the kingdom. He said, well, what have we been doing if we haven't already been possessing the kingdom? I believe we've been doing it. We've just not been winning at it. Now the time comes when he says, whoo, I'm seated. I'm ready here. I have made a divine verdict. Now possess the kingdom. What does that mean? That means visually on a grand scale, it's going to look like it's accelerated for you. You are able to advance and possess the kingdom of God, not only in your region, but we know you're here for the sake of the nation as well. So lift your hands all over this place. Father, I release a commissioning from heaven today. We can release a commissioning because we're in agreement with your word. You said the courts of heaven are open, and you said now is the time for the saints to go and possess the kingdom. Father, I release, Father, a spirit of action and a spirit of partnership within your people right now. Father, that there won't be hearers, but the room will be full of doers. Father, that there won't be those that are spectators, but there will be those that are builders. Father, that there will be those, Father, that they are the ones that you've been waiting for to bring the shift. And now that the tides have turned, Father, we speak a release, Father, over your people. Father, where before they thought, what's the use? I'm not seeing anything happening. Father, now they know they're the solution in the earth. They are the authority in the earth. Father, we speak a divine release over them right now. For those of them that don't know how to operate in the courts of heaven, Father, we just roll out that red carpet. We roll out that welcoming mat right now. And Father, you said that all of heaven, tens times 10,000, thousand, thousands are there for this verdict, and it has now been released. God, release that same celebration on the inside of us that is being released in heaven right now, that there has been a shifting and we are no longer going to be marginalized. We're no longer going to be overpowered in the midst of this challenge, but we're released to possess the kingdom. Lay hands on your neighbor and say, you are released to possess the kingdom. Hallelujah. Tell them I receive that. I receive that. I'm going to skip some parts here. Maybe just add this one part. I don't believe that there's a greater authority being given, but I believe that there is an increase in you appropriating authority in the earth right now, because all power and authority has already been given to Jesus Christ, and he has already given that to a church. So there's not more, but we don't always operate in all of it. Doesn't that make sense? I believe because of the entrustments, because of the territory, because of the endeavors that the Spirit of God is giving us with now go and possess the kingdom, that it is equal to us rising in a level of faith to appropriate the authority necessary to be able to successfully advance in that new territory, in that new endeavor. And it's also the authority needed to be able to deal with the obstacles that will come in this new area. So you're going to do a prophetic act. Just release your hands up in heaven. Pull that fresh yoke of authority down upon your neck. It's not a heavy yoke. It's an easy yoke. The Spirit of God said, Father, we ask to be increased in the authority necessary, Father, for the endeavor that we are moving into in the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, she sure does talk fast. Okay. It's all Colin's fault. He told me to give it all to you this morning, and I'm not going to, but he said to. So now let's deal with obstacles. You know, I am really a very positive individual. I really am one that, I was in and out of a wheelchair until I was 27. I had a bone disease where my bones continued to break. I had over 150 breaks, and I was already pastoring, laying hands on the sick. People had to have a lot of faith to come to me in the prayer line. But the Spirit of the Lord raised me up. But I was handicapped. I was an abused child. You know, I was dysfunctional. I didn't have common sense because I didn't have common experience. You know, there was a lot of areas that I probably didn't have the best of a start in life. But if I could just tell you this, that regardless where you started out or what you went through, the answer still isn't you, even if you had a perfect life and had no trauma, because it is our dependency upon Him, Jesus Christ. And so what I'm saying in the midst of this is, regardless of where you went through, there's a readiness He's offering you right now. Regardless of what you went through, when we talk about obstacles, He said He does not give us anything that we can't handle. He doesn't say, oh, you're so strong, you're so amazing, you know. No, what is it? I tuck myself underneath His arm. Boy, I get my ear right next to His heartbeat, and sometimes I close my eyes so I don't have to see what's going on. But my position alone gives me victory. And that's what the Spirit of God has called for each one of us. So when we deal with obstacles, we are well able. And the main obstacle in the earth, and you don't need to be a prophet to figure this one out, is the release of fear in the atmosphere. You know, the news is just raging in that area. True fear mongers, they're trying to fill the atmosphere with that, so it creates a negative way we act. That's the same way when they got ready to cross over the Jordan, the 10 spies created fear in the atmosphere, and the people did not cross. See, we are at a time where we're released to possess the kingdom. The enemy is purposeful. The enemy creates a fear at this time to halt your progress in the very day you're released to possess. And so we have to be one that has a greater understanding. So we're not going to respond to the fear, because we are called to a grace to expand at this time. We are called to reflect the love of God and to bless others in the earth. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says Jesus Christ in us is the hope of glory. And so we have to be careful that we don't deal with fear. Point your finger in somebody's face. Go ahead. Say, don't you live in fear. Amen. I hope they heard that. Okay. The next obstacle we're going to deal with is, I believe there's going to be increased persecution of Christians. But you need to remember, just like in Bible times, prayer, warfare, worship opened up prison doors that no hand could open. And so don't feel powerless. Do something about it. There's another obstacle. Again, you don't have to be a prophet to recognize this one, of national security and immigration. Obstacle. What are you going to do about it? I can tell you what I'm doing about it right now. I don't know what to do. I don't believe there's a government on the earth that knows what to do. So what do I do? The Bible says when you don't know how to pray, pray in the Holy Spirit, who prays the perfect will of God. And so my husband and I get up in the morning and we take a moment to ooshandarababaha. Why? Because we know that there are problems facing the earth right now that we don't have solutions for, and we don't even really know how to pray for. I mean, look at this tension alone. Oh God, the people escaping their country. They're escaping getting killed. The fathers with their wives and their little children. We want to show the love of God. And then look on this side. Oh God, we want to protect the boundaries of our nation. We want to protect a Christian heritage within the nation. We want to be one that causes our children to live in a place that is safe. And so here we have this tension. Even Christians don't know how to pray in that environment, other than okay, turn to someone and say, I heard the word of the Lord. Okay. Now, I don't know how many of these to touch. There's going to be some obstacles in the economy. It's not like 2008, tell someone, thank God. But the Lord says there's another credit crunch coming. There's going to be some obstacles of racial division, but God said it can be thwarted and it can be averted by pastors and leaders preaching unity from the pulpit and then demonstrating it. Another obstacle that God says terrorism will continue. And if those of you that don't know how to pray in the midst of that, remember that terrorist Saul became Apostle Paul. Amen? There is nothing hopeless that we're dealing with. But also, when I say that, I believe that the Spirit of God said there's going to be an increase of one-man terror attacks. And it's going to look like they're not connected, and it's going to look like they're random, but God said that they're not. And so we're in a season where it doesn't mean there won't be an occasional big one, but I believe there's going to be a lot of little ones right now. So it causes us to know how to pray. ISIS is just another expression of the spirit of jihad. You know, so I'm not dealing with Muslim people. We're dealing with the spirit behind Islam. And I believe that the Lord said that ISIS is going to continue to operate for a time because he is going to allow the true face of the spirit of Islam to be seen, that searching hearts have a chance to be able to find him. Isn't that the goodness of our God? When you look at things from his perspective, but the Lord said, like Haman in the book of Esther, the Lord will allow ISIS to prepare its own gallows, waiting for the Esther intercessors to rewrite the decrees. Look at your neighbor and say, that's me. I'm going to stop at this point. I'm only about halfway through with that, but I want to be able to move on into a different area. The part I'm leaving out is the exciting part, reformation, transformation, awakening. I believe all of those things are being linked together at this time because we're moving into the 500-year anniversary of reformation with Martin Luther. And I believe that there's something released in the heavens at this time that is actually linking those things together. And the major harvest tool that God is going to use at this time is prophetic evangelism. So if you're not already training that in your churches, this is a time to be able to sharpen people in that area of tool, because the Spirit of God says that that's a major tool that is going to be used during this time. And it makes sense. If more people are learning to hear the voice of God and more people are learning to prophesy, of course that makes sense that that's going to be a main tool that is released. Can everybody stand to your feet before we go on? You said, I feel like we've had aerobics this morning, Sharon. Father, we thank you for your precious people right now. Father, we thank you how this word, we ask you to bring it to our remembrance as your Holy Spirit promises to do. Father, we ask that you will unpack it for us so that we might have partnership with it. God, we ask, Father, that even on our prayer teams and on our intercessory teams, God, that you would keep the heat and the fire of your Holy Spirit upon these things till your purposes are birthed in all of these areas. Father, we pray for those that will be part of the prophetic evangelism, those that will train in this area. God, we ask for accuracy upon them. We ask, Father, that they can bring revelation, to bring an introduction to people's hearts of you in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, for those, Father, that are crying out, Father, right now for the immigration issues, and Father, and coming against the spirit of Islam. Father, we thank you that we are not hate mongers. We are standards of truth and righteousness in the land, and we are the peacemakers that you have called us to be. God, I pull off that false truth, that falsehood that is said that we are unjust, but if we operate any other way, that we're just full of hate. Father, right now, we speak the truth from your word right now, Father, that light invades darkness, not the other way around. And Father, we declare your light expanding out of each one of these individuals, Father, that your glory might cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea, as you promised in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless these churches, and everybody says amen. 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 Give the Lord a hand clap. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now I just want to quickly speak, because I know we have several churches that are connected, that are here visiting today. And, you know, can I just commend you? It's not easy to come from your own individual church and come together like this and still create unity and still create the family of God, because things aren't the way they are all the time. They're different. You're not sitting where you normally sit. You're not visiting with who you normally visit with. And just the fact that you were able to do that, can I just commend you? Because that truly represents the heart of God. And it's definitely seen in this place. But I quickly think I heard this. This is not prophetic, but I think we got four churches represented here today. So I don't know who this is, but what do we say? The Green Church? What's that called? Englefield Green. Okay, if you're here from that church, could you just stand to your feet? Amen. And I don't recognize who's this. Vicky. Vicky is in leadership there, correct? Okay, stretch your hands out in their direction. The Bible says, stretch forth that right hand of blessing. We want to bless. That's all you're doing. People change their hands from left to right when I said that. Father, I just thank you for this precious assembly right now, for this expression of kingdom, Father, in that area. And this is what the Spirit of God would say to you. The Lord says, for a season, says the Lord, I have drawn together a hurt people, says the Lord. I have drawn together a desperate people. And the Spirit of the Lord says that it's felt like a season of just putting the salve of restoration upon the many. But the Spirit of the Lord says that I have subtly brought forth a transformation. And now, says the Lord, he says, there is a sound says the Lord. He says of passion. There is a fresh sound, says the Lord. He says of marching feet. And the word of God says the bride is like the sound of two advancing armies. And the spirit of the Lord says there's a militancy I'm going to release instead of the hospital spirit that was there, says the Lord. And the spirit of God says that even as we transition in this area, the Lord says my people are going to know what it is to put on their battle gear. My people are going to know what it is to take the battle to the enemy and not simply wait for the enemy to bring the battle to them, says the Lord. But the Lord says also, he says, there has been, he says, a battle for a continuous address. And I felt like that the Spirit of God is speaking into that area. And the Lord is saying, even now, he says, my declaration over you is the gifts and callings make room for you. So, Father, we call forth a permanent address. We call forth, Father, a place, Father, where they can grow and even people in the community might be able to know that they're there. Father, we thank you for them. And Vicki, I heard the Lord say this. The Lord says, daughter, he says, you've been through some new challenges even in this season, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, you didn't know how much to share with others and how much to stay quiet about. But the Lord says, daughter, he says, know this, I undergirded you. And the Lord says, daughter, he says, I caused you to run and not be weary. I even lifted you up on my eagle's wings, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says, daughter, he says, truly, he says that you have came forth as a woman of faith. And the Lord says, daughter, you've gone from faith to faith, says God. But the Lord says, daughter, he says, also, I have revived that negotiator anointing on the inside of you. And the Lord says, daughter, he says, I've made you to be one. He says that you're not operating in conflict, but you are operating in negotiation. You're confronting others. And the Lord says, daughter, as a result, a standard is being raised. And the Spirit of God says, daughter, my promise is you will not have to go this way again, says God. But the Lord says, you'll be able to advance even from this point. He says, because, he says, of that standard being raised and the root put in the ground, says the Lord. But the Lord says there's also, he says, the working together with a particular local school. And I felt like that the Spirit of God says that you're going to work together, and it's almost going to be like adopt a school, adopt a student, adopt even different problems that are going on there. And the Spirit of God says that as you do, I'll give you a voice in the community that you have not had. And the Lord says, I will cause, says the Lord, for you even to be able to affect the young. Father, we bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Could you just give the Lord a hand clap? Carrie, if you could stand, and those that are part of the Maidenhead Church, if you could stand as well. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you're just visiting today, stand wherever you want, right? And we invite you that this is a good place for you to come in and join in worship and family. Father, I just thank you, Father, for this Maidenhead expression of your church. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And I heard the Spirit of God say, I have forced this house into regroupings and then regroupings and then regroupings again, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says, it's because I was not going to let your wineskin get rigid, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says that you might be able to carry me the new wine, and I might be represented as I desire to be represented, says the Lord. And the Lord says there's even been a loss of some along the way because they thought you left original vision. But the Spirit of God says anything that stands still is dying, says the Lord. And so the Lord says, I have put, he says, that progression on the inside of you. And so the Lord says there is a redefining that is going on in this hour. And the Lord says corporately that is going to affect you, says the Lord. He says like the troops coming up from the rear and taking the foreguard. There is a time, says the Lord, of advancing to the forefront. And the Spirit of God says that what I will do on the inside of you is, the Lord says, I will cause even the very war cry to be heard. You know, it's not common for a war cry to be heard in Europe. But I felt like the Spirit of the Lord says there's a war cry that'll be heard from this view, motivated by my love, says the Lord. And the Lord says, just as a mother bear growls when it protects its cubs, the Spirit of the Lord says that I have made this house, says the Lord, with that ability to growl, to protect not only people, but to protect the territory, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says, I'm releasing, he says, that within the midst of you. But the Lord says also what I will do during this season is it's going to look like I'm going to pull some things in and narrow some things. And I felt like where there's been a lot of projects going on, they're getting ready to be narrowed at this time. And it's not because God doesn't love your favorite project, but it is because the singleness of vision causes greater corporate authority and greater corporate anointing. And I just feel like for a season, the Spirit of the Lord is going to narrow that just a little bit. So for those of you that think, oh, they don't love what I love anymore, it's not true. It's for a season. And the Spirit of God says it's necessary because God is releasing something about the DNA. God's releasing something about the fresh wineskin that he has made you to be, and so that it's necessary at this time. But I also saw this, that I saw some people got worn out. And I felt like it was the same people that were part of many different teams. And I even saw people going out on the streets and being able to bless others. And I felt like that the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Do not be weary in this season. This is your season to advance. If you get weary in this season, when all of a sudden God says, go, the tide has been turned, the momentum has shifted, then you would miss on gathering the spoils that the Spirit of God has called you to do in maidenhood. So Father, right now, Maidenhead. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Any weariness that's on them, Father, you said that you would cause the weary arms to be lifted up. You said that you would cause the weak knees to be strengthened. You even said you'd take the foot that was put out of joint and you would bring it back into alignment. Father, I pray that right now for the Maidenhead Church, Father, right now, that there would be that ability to rise up in this hour, Father, knowing that this is the greatest expression that they have ever known of you. And I feel like the Lord's making you a promise. If you could look at me just a moment, I know you were hearing from God, but if you could look at me, many of you are here without the rest of your family members. And the Spirit of God is saying, I am going to touch your families. The Lord says that your spouses might be here with you. Some of you need spouses, that they might be here with you, that your children might be here with you, that your grandchildren might be here with you. And it doesn't mean he's moving them from all over, but I'm talking about a spiritual stance that God has called them to. And the Spirit of the Lord says, you cannot do the things that I've asked you to do and know that I am not a rewarder of those that diligently seek me. And you're going to see a breakthrough, even in the area of your own family. Carrie, I heard the Spirit of God say this to you. The Lord says, daughter, you feel like you have to be the practical one. Everybody else gets to come and be the one that gets to say whatever the Spirit of God is saying, do whatever is the area of their anointing. And you feel like, God, I feel like I have to be the practical one. I feel like I have to lay the foundation in people's lives. God, I groan over some of the things that I'm the one that has to teach all the time. And it's like the parent that has to be the sole disciplinarian. And the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, he said that you have felt like that, but I have come to release you this morning, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, he says that that might not anymore be within the midst of you. Father, we speak a release within Carrie right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that she will be able to address things, leave them there, and then get on with just demonstrating you as well. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, the Lord says, the builder's anointing is upon you, but the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, impart. You don't have to try to teach it all, says the Lord. Father, we speak a release, and I really feel that's important because you have moved back into teaching, and you have forgot that what an incredible, inspiring encouragement and a prophetic anointing that you wear. Father, we stir that back up right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that she's going to operate in her strength. Father, she's not just going to do what she needs to be done at the hour. Father, we thank you for her. We speak blessings to you. I don't know what's happened to some of your core leadership, but I feel like that that it's changed, and I feel like that maybe it hasn't even been defined yet. It's just changed, and now you're at the in-between place, and the Spirit the Lord says, daughter, like Ezekiel had to prophesy, you're going to have to get up and prophesy, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you're going to have to call them into alignment. You're going to have to call resurrection life into them because that core group isn't there in position yet. And the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, you call it in. And the Lord says, daughter, I'll call, says the Lord. That builder anointing, he says, to even have a place of fulfillment. For the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to honor, he says, even what you've done. Father, we bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Marlo, where is my friend Dave? Oh, there you are. Bless you. It was like seeing an old friend, wasn't it? Getting to chat a bit this morning, and you know the same father. So it was wonderful to have a moment together. I love them, and I love what they're doing in Marlo. Father, we just thank you for this church in Marlo right now. And the Spirit of the Lord says that I've taken you through a season, says the Lord, to revive intercession. And the Lord says that I Prayer is never revived, says the Lord, because everything's going well. Prayer is revived when it looks like you need divine assistance and you can't do it on your own. And so the Spirit of God says, I have released, he says, the atmosphere of intercession. And the Lord says, this is of my Spirit. And I have put even a, what's the people that help other people give birth? I have put a midwife anointing upon you for this season, says God. And I don't believe it's your only anointing, but for this season, there's a real midwife anointing that is upon you. And the Spirit of the Lord says, not only will you cause others to come to the fullness of their identity around about you within this family, but the Lord says, it's time for you to be rooted in your true identity as well, says the Lord. And so the Spirit of God says, no one ever knows their identity apart from my plan, apart from my purposes, apart from their gifts and their talents, says the Lord, as well as their sonship. And so the Spirit of God says, that I'm bringing, he says, even a greater, he says, understanding of those areas. And the Lord says, it's going to feel like you got a new stake in the ground, and it's going to feel like there's a new security. And I just felt like this. My father in the Lord, when he visits from the States, Dr. Bill Hammond, there was one time my husband went to go pick him up at the airport, and I stayed home. And it was a particularly hard time in ministry. I don't know why it was hard, but it was. And I just felt like the ground was shaking underneath my feet all the time, even though you do everything you know to do. I feel like Marlo has been going through the same thing. But when he landed, I didn't even know he had landed yet. I called my husband because all of a sudden the ground under my feet quit shaking because he stepped on the ground. There is an authority that is being released within the midst of you that is going to help the ground underneath all of you to quit shaking. And the Spirit of God has really called you to that. And the Lord wants you to know that you are well able, you are well able, you are well able, says the Lord. But I also felt like the Lord has pulled together a group of people that have been hurt by a lot of leadership from other churches. And so that means that people don't necessarily give 100% because they did it before and it didn't work. And so now they only give a portion. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm asking for the 100% again, says the Lord. The Spirit of God says, I'll heal your heart. I will cause not to be a trickle of living water. I will cause, says the Lord, he says, for there to be rivers of living water that will flow out of you, watering you first, and then out of the overflow, it'll even water others around about you, says the Lord. And Dave, do you have your wife with you? This pretty lady. What's your name? Chloe. Dave and Chloe, Father, we just bless both of them right now in the name of Jesus. And I just wanted to say this over you, Chloe. The Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, he says that you have been one. It talks about believing the invisible and believing the things that you cannot see rather than believing what you see. And just as God counted that as faith for Abraham and Sarah, the Lord says, daughter, he counts that as faith to your account, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, he says that you have felt like in this last season, God, just let me pull into my own family and take care of these things because all the other things just seem too big for me and it doesn't feel like I can have victory at them. And I heard the Lord say this to you. I have need of you, says the Lord, and you are not going to be, what's it called when you have a partner that can't be seen? What? Sleeping or invisible partner. I don't know. A silent partner. That's what I meant. I felt like the Lord says, you are not a silent partner, says the Lord. Thank God. You know? No, I just want to stop there. Father, we release back her voice. Father, something hushed up her voice about 18 months ago. Father, we speak a release to it now. Father, we call back her voice. Father, we declare that you have need of that in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. She is not a silent partner, but Father, she's an active partner and a visible partner, Father, in the midst of this. And I just heard the Spirit of God say this. The Lord says, daughter, he says, if you deal with the atmosphere of the church, I'll deal with the atmosphere of your home, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, he says, if you deal with the atmosphere of the community, he says, I will deal, says the Lord. He says, with the hearts of your family. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this mighty woman. And Father, we thank you for the release of her voice again. Dave, I heard the Spirit of God say this to you. The Lord says, son, you are no substitute teacher. Quit telling yourself that you're holding the post until someone more anointed and with greater authority comes along, says the Lord. The Spirit of God says, son, you are not temporary, but you are permanent, and I have placed eternity on the inside of your heart. Father, we break that substitute teacher. Father, fear right now in the name of Jesus. And Dave, I know you, absolutely love the Lord. I love being around you and hear your encouragement. But if I could just say this, I feel like that the Spirit of God says, son, he says, you are going to have to know, says the Lord, you did not fail me, says the Lord. And the Lord says, son, that's your greatest fear, that you would have failed me. And the Lord says, son, it's not true. I break the power of that fear right now over this amazing man of God. And Father, we thank you, Father, that you said your yoke is not heavy. Father, we call forth that yoke that we can skip like the calf that you that we are in your presence. And Dave, I also heard the Spirit of God say this, and you told me that you're moving to a new building, but I feel like, and forgive me, I know this isn't a fun statement, I don't feel like this next building is where you get to stay very long. I feel like that it's a step. And so don't get comfortable there or close your sight in what God wants to do. But I feel like that it's a stepping stone. And one of the reasons it's a stepping stone is this. The Lord says, I'm enlarging the vision of the people around about you, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says, if I were just to go ahead and move you where I wanted to move you, the Lord says the people's vision would not match at this point. And so the Spirit of God says there's a stepping stone and there's an enlarging of the vision that is going on. Father, we bless this house right now in the name of Jesus. Can you give the Lord a hand clap? Hallelujah. Slough. Those that are part of the Church of Slough, amen. Father, we thank you for these amazing people right now in the name of Jesus. Could this gentleman right here in the blue, what is your name? And what's this lady's name next to you? Are you actually a couple? I felt like they were the leadership, but I didn't know if they're married, you know? So Ian and Sabina. Stretch your hands in their direction. Father, we bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in their midst. And the Spirit of the Lord says, he says, in every house I bring forth different strategic specializations at different times, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says, son and daughter, he says, it isn't because of what you've done. I want to put a business anointing upon you, says the Lord, that attracts business people around about you, that causes you to be able to cover, to bless, to encourage, to bring forth the word of the Lord. And the Spirit of God says that other people in the area might prosper, says the Lord, and that there would even be those that would come to know the Lord for selfish agendas, says God, that they want to be blessed and they want to prosper, says God. And so the Spirit of the Lord says, it matters not how we drop the net, as long as the net's dropped, says God. And the Lord says that I'm going to use that, particularly in some areas of business people as well. And I also felt like that the Spirit of the Lord said, do not forget, says the Lord, he says, I have brought, he says, Muslims to this nation that they might know my son Jesus. And the Spirit of God says, there has been an absence in your congregation. And the Lord says, now I want you to be able to open up that gate, says the Lord. And the Lord says, call forth, he says, even the harvest out of the Muslim community. For the Spirit of God says, I know where I placed you, says the Lord. And I don't know if you ever had to meet in a hotel, but I really felt like that when you meet at a hotel, it's a place normally where people come and go. Nobody's permanent there. Father, we declare a new permanency, Father, to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that whatever that's followed them where they had to keep starting over and keep cycling around again, we break that right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak a release to them, Father, that is not going to be that which is going around in a circle, but advancing and going up the mountain in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. And Ian, if I could just share this with you. I just felt like there's times when you look at Sabina and you think, I'm the practical one and she's the spiritual one. And there are times that you just think, you know, I just get on with business, you know, and she understands all the spiritual realms. And I just felt like that the Spirit of God said this in the midst of it. The Lord says that I brought you together as a great compliment, not always at a place of great agreement, says the Lord. And so the Lord says, allow the compliment to be a strength, says God. And the Lord says, I'll bring a spirit of agreement, not necessarily an overlapping of agreement, says God. But I also felt like that's not a weakness, that's really a strength, the double anointing to be able to be a compliment. And I felt like that the Spirit of the Lord is also speaking to both of you in some areas that you really need. And Sabina, the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, he says, when you look into the water and you see your reflection and you leave and forget what manner of woman you are, says the Lord. The Spirit of God says it feels as if that you're doing everything by discipline rather than out of identity. And the Spirit of God says, daughter, he says that I'm bringing forth a restoration, he says, of identity on the inside of you. And the Lord says, daughter, he says that I'm bringing forth the strength that you really are. For the Lord says, daughter, you've been through a tempering process, ice and fire. But the Spirit of God says, daughter, he says that brings forth a stronger metal. You've been forged, says the Lord. And the Lord says, there's a new, you've been tempered by my Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, now a strength has come upon you. So I break the last vestiges of that depression right now in the name of Jesus. And we command that to go. And Father, we speak a release over her. Father, life and life abundantly. Father, the ability to have joy and throw her feet over the side of the bed in the morning and be able to get up and go. Speak a new day of release within the midst of her. And I just saw when it came your time to preach or teach or your rota or your turn, the all of you said, you thought, nobody wants to hear me. It's just my turn. And I felt like that the Spirit of God says, daughter, I need to hear you, says the Lord. For I put decrees and I put declarations within the midst of you that need to be released, says the Lord. So, Father, we just speak a release of the decrees and declarations right now by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this precious man, Ian. And the Spirit of the Lord says, son, he says, I'm going to cause, says the Lord, he says, that great desire for you to see people healed, to see people restored, to see people made whole, to see people operating in 100% of their destiny. The Spirit of the Lord says, son, he says, I put that in you in the first place, and even now I'm breathing my breath upon it. I'm waving my hand of the fire over it. For the Lord says, son, I want it to overwhelm you, says the Lord, for you will be a man that has ability to release wholeness and greatness in other people around about you, says the Lord. I don't know what this is last year where you were thinking about a geographical move of some kind, but I really felt like there were some areas that the Lord says, I will not let there be any areas of escape, says the Lord. The Lord says, this is a day, says the Lord, where you're coming through that narrow gate. But the narrow gate brings a new access. And the Lord says, that's what I'm doing within the midst of you. Father, we bless them. Father, we pray for the Slough Church even now. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord speaking over all of you. And the Lord says, know this, says the Lord. He says, I am bringing forth, says the Lord, a rehab and a restoration center. And the Lord says that I am bringing forth, he says, that sign in the Spirit that says the hurting, the broken, welcome, welcome. And the Spirit of God says, but my promises to you, they will not stay hurting and broken, says God. But the Lord says that they will be ones that are healed, raised up, that they might be able to bring healing and restoration even to others around about them, says the Lord. I also heard the Spirit of God make a promise to you as a church. And listen to this very carefully. I heard murmurings in the Spirit. You couldn't even necessarily hear what they were saying. Like that. Father, whatever the murmurings were and what these people might have even heard, Father, right now, we uproot that root right now in the name of Jesus. That which would cause speculation and even lack of fullness of understanding. Father, we ask you to uproot that right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that your filter would be put over the ears, Father, and over the hearts. Father, that they might be ones that trust one another and able to build and grow in the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak a blessing over this house. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I know that I'm 5 minutes late. Do you have 5 more minutes? Father, we just I promise we'll get you out to lunch before the roast burns. Father, we just bless them right now. Father, we thank you for each one of these. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in their hearts and what you're doing in their lives. Father, you're such a merciful God. This gentleman right here in the check shirt, could you stand, sir? Is this your wife with you? If you could stand. It's a good thing he had his hand on her knee. Father, we... I'm sorry, say the names again. Father, we bless Andy and Lina. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I heard the Spirit of God say this over both of you. The Lord says, son and daughter, he says that you have been faithful, says the Lord. But the Lord says, I still release a scent anointing. I'm not sending you away, but the Spirit of the Lord says, as an arm has a stretch of extension, the Lord says, I'm bringing forth extension in the midst of you. And so the Lord says that where the pioneer spirit frustrated you in times past, the Lord says, it is me that is churning and burning on the inside. inside of you afresh, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, son, what you thought disqualified you in the last season is over and done. The door has been fully shut, says the Lord. And the Spirit of God says, son, you are not on plan B. You are still on plan A, says the Lord. And so, Father, right now, we refresh that pioneer anointing, Father, in both of them. And we thank you for the extension and the stretch of your hand, an expression of kingdom that's going to be released out of both of them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them. And nobody can say Sharon told them to leave the church. Okay? Father, we bless them right now. Amen. Amen. This gentleman, you're in a check shirt with glasses right here. Yes, sir. Everybody checks to see what they're wearing. Your name?
Terry.
Stretch your hands in Terry's direction. Terry, I saw a file cabinet that had been pulled, shoved over, and I saw all the file folders were now mixed, and so they were not in the correct order, and there seemed to be some confusion, and there seemed to be a lack of order, and there seemed to be things that have been misplaced. Father, I speak a release in Terry's life. Father, that he has felt like his thinking is like that right now. He felt like his life is that like that right now. Father, we're asking for a divine order and even a healing to come to Terry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the miracle that he's been waiting for. Patrick and Susie, if you could just lay hands on him right now. Father, we release the miracle. It's not good enough to have a diagnosis, God. We want a healing and a restoration. Father, we call forth the order, the understanding that's necessary for him to even be able to move ahead. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I just wanted to say thank you for letting me come. I don't want to abuse my time here. Hopefully that way they'll have me back. I would love to get to come back and get to be with you. But Father, we thank you for these people. We thank you that you take your word, and Father, you don't just bring forth our opinion. Father, you bring life. And so, Father, we thank you for the life that's been released this morning, individually and corporately. And we thank you, Father, that you are a God that knows all things. And I see kids that are being released back in the room. This young man, forgive me, this young man, I see a man with a green shirt. Is there a child behind you? Does the name Jack mean anything to you? Is that your name? Stretch your hands in Jack's direction. Father, we thank you for Jack right now. Isn't it good God knows your name? Father, we thank you for Jack. And the Spirit of God says this to you, young man. The Lord says, I am moving on your behalf to help your attention span. I am moving on your behalf to help even in social situations and building friendships, says the Lord. And where the enemy has tried to use a tactic of isolation in your life because you didn't feel like you fit, the Lord says, I am breaking through for you. And the Lord says, son, you're going to see academically and in the area of friends, the Lord says, I'm making a way for you where there was no way. Father, we bless Jack this morning. Amen. God bless you.